panel fence.
Okay. And that would probably be around
a yard.
A yard.
And a garden.
Okay. All right. And where would you have a rail fence?
Around the crops. You see the stock run outside and the fenced up there. Crops.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Now, you see, that gives me a distinction that I wanted.
Fence and the pasture, they fenced in the crop there.
Yeah.
Well, they went fencing up the stock in 1913.
Mm-hmm.
It was the year that we moved over here, and we had some awful trouble with some of our neighbors. They wouldn't put up their stock.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a heap of trouble with them.
Mm-hmm.
About having to put their stock up and send them word, you know, that we had them up and it'd make them mad.
Mm-hmm. suppose you had a place where the land dropped off maybe about 3 or 4 feet, and you wanted to build a wall there to keep the dirt from washing. What kind of wall would you call that?
Levee, ain't it, Van?
What would you build it out of?
Well, we don't never build any around here. They build it out in cement and sometimes logs in places.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, suppose you had a wall made out of rocks or stone. What would you call that?
Rock wall.
Okay. Would you do me a favor? I know you'll say you're not an artist, but just the best you can, draw me what a rail fence looks like.
Just anywhere?
Yeah, just anywhere.
Run up on something
he didn't know. I told him he'd run up
on something he didn't know he's there.
Okay, that's good.
And a panel fence was
all right, good. Very good. Now let me label those, and we'll know what we have here. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, now I said you weren't an artist, and now you've gone and brought me something, haven't you? That is certainly nice. Very nice. You did this with ink, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
India ink?
Just drawing ink's all I know.
Uh-huh.
Drawing ink.
Yeah, that is certainly nice. Would you just take this up entirely on your own? Never, you haven't had any instruction? Uh-huh. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, that used to be my hobby when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And for some time after I married, the school kids would send their books over here for me to draw pictures on the backs of their books.
On the covers?
The naked papers.
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't done no drawing in a long time till Christmas, or before Christmas. My son-in-law in Savannah is a printer,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted me to draw him some pictures, and mm-hmm. I drawed him some and sent them to him. He was going to print them,
mm-hmm.
but they wasn't made with ink.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got some ink and I drawed him some birds like that.
Uh-huh.
And I set in and there's five, I think, different ones in there.
Uh-huh. May I look on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are very, very graceful.
I wanted, when I was just a kid, to take lessons.
Uh-huh.
And I could have took it for